Hey, everybody, it's the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Lunger.
I am here with my friend Glenn Tickle. And as always, we are improvising the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our heads, one page at a time, and convenient to listen to podcast form.
I mixed up the beginning a little bit with laser noises.
Oh, I loved it. I was feeling it. I'm living for it. I don't think it's going to confuse anybody. I think people are probably still listening. They haven't tuned out yet because of the laser noises. I'm feeling it. I like it when you are creative.
Sometimes you gotta branch out, get sloppy weird, make laser noises.
Hey, man, we're riding a high. We're on a win streak. We are up 14 to 10.
We won three in a row?
Something like
that. Maybe four. I don't remember that many weeks ago.
I don't know.
We're on a win streak. Wikipedia is pretty responsible by doing a bad job the last two times. Well, the marshmallow, I think we did a good job last week.
Yeah, we did.
We hit a lot of the big pot, big marshmallow notes.
Yeah, we benefited from, I think you diagnosed it correctly in that a lot of Wikipedia pages suffer from people not reading it when they're editing it, so they're very redundant.
It's like a thing where you go see a movie that was written by 12 people. You're like, this 100% feels like it was written by 12 people.
Yeah.
Wikipedia is written by like 1,200 people.
I think it's more than that.
I mean, like each page.
Right. Well, I've got the suggestions. We made posts on the social media.
Suggestions.
Asking for topics.
Yeah.
We made multiple posts.
When we ask.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to consider all of the posts that we currently have active right now.
So many
posts. So I've got a big sum of them.
Big old sum. Big old sloppy bunch of numbers.
You can pick between 1 and 35.
Ooh, that's a lot.
It is a lot. And notice I didn't spend 5 minutes counting.
Would you like prepare ahead of time like a saucy man?
No, I just did some basic math in my head real quick.
Well, I try to rule out the ones that I know I'm not going to do. Like people.
Well, see, here's what I'm going to do. I got a pool of the posts right up here on my screen, right?
Yeah.
And so if I get to a joke one, I'm just not going to count it. And I'm just going to start at the top.
See, I try to eliminate them from the number.
Okay.
Like, if we got 15 suggestions, but five of them we obviously aren't going to do, when I'm counting, I'm crossing those out in my brain.
We have less than 35 suggestions. What I'm going to do is start at the top and then count until I get to 35.
27.
27? Okay, great.
A number frequently used in the music of Weird Al Yankovic.
All right, this is a friend of the show, Dan Ford.
Oh, hey, Dan Ford.
I think he's had some suggestions with us before. He Perhaps. Is pitching us.
I know he suggested things before. I don't know if he's.
Yeah, I think
this
he
might be your first appearance on the show. It might be your third. I have no idea.
We don't care that much, Dan Ford.
We're not that into it.
But he wants to know about Dr. Robotnik.
Okay.
The villain from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Eggman.
Dr. Eggman.
Here's the thing. I don't know. Is it like a Bowser Cooper situation where it's interchangeable, but then some people are like, well, no, because it's this one. I don't know that much about it. So I'm excited.
I read an article. That someone did a crazy amount of research on this because apparently the original Japanese to English translation of the backstory for the first Sonic the Hedgehog game was apparently like batshit crazy.
Okay.
Like just super bonkers to the point where I guess now Nintendo owns the right to all the Sega stuff. They've gone out of their way to like write off all of that canon.
Sure.
And to like retcon the whole thing because it was that just fucking crazy. And I don't remember a ton of it, so that's not super, super helpful.
Well, that's about where we're at in terms of anything we know about. We're like, oh, I read a thing or I listened to a podcast.
Yeah.
So I know some things about this, but I'm going to make up the rest. So just from having played
the games.
First three Sonic games a lot.
Mm-hmm. They're very good.
Sonic and Knuckles I played.
Is that the fourth one?
I think that was the fourth one. That was the one where you could put another cartridge in the top.
We'll talk about that, baby. I'm going to bust the news wide open on this one.
Whoa.
I have something that I don't think people know about.
Whoa.
Yeah. Keep going, though.
I would have to say the backstory. And there were two separate cartoons when we were children. The good one and the bad one.
Yep.
So all of that time playing the games combined with watching the cartoons. I will summarize the backstory.
Go for it.
Dr. Robotnik kidnaps all the animals from everywhere. All the zones. Because he wants emeralds for chaos. The only animals he doesn't capture are Sonic
and friends.
And his buds.
Yeah.
Because they're all too fast.
Too fast. Can't catch them. Gotta catch up. Can't.
So, because when you break a robot, and like when Sonic jumps on a robot's head and explodes,
little animals come out.
Little bunnies hop away or whatever.
Yeah, because he's using the animals to turn into his evil army of robots.
They're on like treadmills.
Yeah.
To power the robots, which is bad design.
Find alternative power sources, Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah. But he's just a guy, right? He's like a bad round man. With a Ben Youngerman mustache.
I believe at one point, like, the story was like he went insane, like his machine.
I mean, he's
like,
turning animals, yeah. He's throwing animals on treadmills inside robots to catch a blue hedgehog who runs real fast. So,
right.
Like, he's not insane.
So, I mean, let's bring it back to Wikipedia, because there's so much we could just ramble on, because this is squarely in our nerd wheelhouse.
Sure.
I just want to ramble on about this, but we got to structure this. Dr. Robotnik is the villain in the Sonic the Hedgehog video game series produced by Sega.
Right.
In the 1990s.
And the upcoming film that looks bad.
Correct.
Voiced by Jim Carrey in the movie.
Robotnik?
Yeah.
That's a good casting.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll do a good job.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's shaped like a globe. Like, he's got a real big belly. He's
very
round.
He's
very
round boy.
Very skinny legs.
Likes
very skinny
to be
arms.
In big round robot things himself.
Right.
Did have a pretty solid spin-off game of his own, Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
Which wasn't that a ripoff of Dr.
Very
Mario?
Similar to Dr. Mario.
Huh. Have you seen the meme? No, I'm kidding. Call back to last week's episode, which I assume
people 500 people said. I don't know. I block a lot of people on social media.
Yeah. Your team block. You love it. Your favorite part of social media is just like, I can just block people.
Yeah. I get to create a little digital world where I don't have to listen to what Ben Shapiro says. It's great.
I don't know if that's a real person or not.
Oh, it is, and he sucks.
Oh, man.
Sucks hard.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to think of other Robotnik facts.
I mean, there's not a lot to it, but like, can we talk about Sonic and Knuckles real quick?
Yeah.
Right, so Sega Genesis, a cartridge-based 64-bit video game system. Kind of the primary rival to, I guess, Super Nintendo?
Super Nintendo, I don't think it was 64. You said 64-bit, I don't think it was.
32-bit, yeah, you're right. Because N64 would have been 64, right?
Yeah.
So it was 32-bit.
Dreamcast, maybe. 64.
So I think it was like Nintendo, Sega Genesis, Super Nintendo in America, at least in terms of releases.
Yeah, because like Sega does what Nintendo don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Famous tagline.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, I think Sega was more competing with the Super Nintendo than the NES. Just in
right. Yeah,
timeline wise.
So cartridge based had these little black cartridges, right? But Sonic and Knuckles was the breakthrough technology of like 1995 or something like that, where like on the top of the cartridge it flipped open and you could put another of the Sonic
similar to a Game Genie design.
Very similar to a Game Genie
in terms of you put the game into the Game Genie and then you could mess around with options and stuff in the
game. I'm gonna tell you a story about a little boy named John.
Ooh, let's hear it.
Didn't have a lot of friends. Big dork in the band.
Yeah, tell us more about this hypothetical child named John.
He didn't have a Nintendo, but his parents got him a Sega Genesis, so he was a Sega boy. Got Sonic and Knuckles, did all the correct kind of, you put the other Sonic games on, you get to play as Sonic and Knuckles and all the cool fun stuff. But then one day he was feeling particularly daring. He was like, what if I put a non-Sonic game on here?
What? That's not what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, am I going to break this?
Ooh, this John's a bad boy.
Oh, man. So he rolled the dice real good. And it comes up to a loading screen where they're like, the characters are waving their finger at you like, no. They and know. I'm like, if they took the time to do that, there's got to be something. So Little John ran through his memory of all of the different codes that he could think of from different Sonic games. Like, how can I unlock this? And he did it for like an hour because he was very sad.
Man, it sounds like Little John had a lot going on as a kid. Yeah. Very productive use of
his
time.
He was very fixated on this, and he did not want to go outside. So he was fine staying in the basement trying to unlock it. But he did get frustrated because he had anger issues, and he slammed that Sega controller down on the floor, and magically it came to life and unlocked.
What unlocked?
Every single one of the sphere bonus levels that you kind of run around from Sonic, you can play them all.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, you just slam your controller down?
No, it turns out you have to hit A, B, and C at the same time. Ooh, it just happens.
That when you threw it, that's what landed?
That's what landed, yeah. It's pretty dope.
Saucy.
It's a saucy tip for all you guys out, all you consolers out there.
Do you fight Dr. Robotnik in those levels, or are you just running around?
No, you're just running around. Those are Sonic-related things. It doesn't really help us with Dr. Robotnik. There's not a lot to talk about with Dr. Robotnik.
What's his first name? Doug?
Ego.
That's probably right. It's probably something like that.
Yeah, something dumb.
It's not Doug. So he's a roboticist.
Sure.
Because he makes robots.
Yeah.
But why? Like, before he's evil, what's he doing? Why does he hate Sonic? Just because he can't catch him?
Yeah, well, I think he can't catch him. But, like, I do think he probably, like, went insane. He wasn't born evil.
No.
There's an event that turns him evil. So.
Well, it's probably very frustrating trying to catch Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah. Like, it's a real Wile E. Coyote.
Fast?
No. Famously not fast.
Stop using my thing. I say famously too much.
They're also dumb and they're bad at running. Like, my wife used to have a pet hedgehog, and one of the best activities you could do is just like close off your kitchen floor and just watch it scurry around because it's bad at moving.
That's so cruel. I mean, I know it's not cruel, but it feels cruel to be like, you can't
put like
move
a paper
good.
Towel tube,
yeah,
or like a toilet paper tube,
yeah,
on the ground. And they jam their little snout in there, and then it's on their head, and they just like look around at stuff. Her name was Holly. She loved doing that.
Huh.
So you
think this roboticist would be able to catch this hedgehog?
Sure, but he is very fast.
Chili dogs.
He
I believe?
Did love chili dogs. I believe in both incarnations of the cartoon, so that's probably
canon. That's probably canon.
That deep nonsense backstory you're talking about has to have come from that somewhere.
Right.
They do ball up. If you frighten a hedgehog, they ball up.
Sonic balls
so
up.
So he balls up for the spin dash, but Holly would just ball up and get a little pokey.
My friend Ken in high school had ferrets.
They ball
thing.
Up.
They don't ball up, but you can like bend them in half and shit. They're pretty fun. They're stinky as hell.
Yes, they
we
are.
Know that. We went over that in an episode of something that was
I think
in
we
the
talked about ferrets.
Was it ferrets or was it something in the weasel family, maybe?
They
maybe
are.
It was
they're
ferrets.
All weasels.
Yeah, I don't know. Surprised that there's not a... Is there a weasel in the Sonic the Hedgehog universe? There should be. I bet it's a villain.
There's the robot chicken and the robot that looked like Bender in the cartoon that I enjoyed of the two Sonic the Hedgehog cartoons. It was the more fun one of the two. There was the Saturday morning one where it was like Serious Adventure Sonic, which I didn't care for. I liked silly, basically Wile E. Coyote cartoon antics of trying to catch a very fast hedgehog. And then the later Sonic games, there's like an RPG element that they added to it that I just really... The first one for the Nintendo Wii I bought. It was just a real dumper of a game.
I tried doing one for, I think it was my Nintendo 3DS, and I was like, this should have just been a side-scroller, like... I don't know. I couldn't get it.
Yeah, the
3D
Sonic games, I could never really get a feel for. But all it was just like there were genies in it for some reason, and it wasn't a lot of like running fast and doing things. It was like just a bad RPG with Sonic in it for some reason.
You know, a good Sonic game that doesn't get enough credit, and I never got very far because it was fucking hard. Was Sonic Spinball?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a pinball game, but it was like a platform side scroller. Right?
Yeah.
And
you played as Sonic,
you're the ball. Yeah.
So you have a little more control than just bouncing around with
a flipper.
It
was fucking hard though.
Yeah.
But it was cool. Like, it was ahead of its times.
Yeah, I think my friend had that.
What else do you say about this guy? He's got a big, he's a ginger, he's bald. Yeah. He kind of looks like, who are those large, the heavy characters from, like, the Alice in Wonderland?
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Yeah, kind of built like that, body structure-wise.
Yeah, they're kind of eggy boys.
Yeah, he's like Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah.
Humpty Dumpty, but with, like, a normal-sized head.
We're going to lose this one, aren't we?
I don't know. I don't even know if it's going to be a Wikipedia page.
I feel like it's definitely going to be a Wikipedia page. It's going to be robust because it's video game nerds who just want to edit it and put up their pregnant Sonic fan art.
Do you think there's going to be pregnant Sonic fan art?
Not on the Wikipedia page, but it exists.
I'm sure. I mean, I kind of ship him and Tails. They'd make a good same-sex couple.
So what a lot of the art is, I think. Probably Knuckles.
I like Tails. Tails the squirrel
Miles.
With two tails.
He's a fox.
Fox? Is a fox with two tails?
Yeah. I think it's a function of me being a younger brother. Mm. But like I prefer Luigi to Mario. I prefer Tails to Sonic.
Mm.
Just because like I was usually second player.
Ah, yeah.
I think that's where it came from. Hmm. But then even after like I'm also an older brother. I have younger siblings as well. So my older brother kind of lost interest in video games because he wasn't as into them as I was, and I would play with them with my younger siblings. I would still, like, I'm used to being Luigi or whatever. So, mm-hmm.
Well, you got your comeuppance, right? Luigi's Mansion, that's a great, great platform game.
It's also a fun level on Mario Kart.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
I don't know. I'm running out of steam. Do you got anything else for Dr.
No,
Robotnik?
I got nothing on Dr. Robotnik.
I mean, maybe we should have gone broader and just said Sega Genesis. Like, maybe we should have just done that, but we didn't, so it's too late.
I think we're gonna lose this one. I think Dr. Robotnik fucks. I think he should be in Smash Brothers. Also, check out my upcoming podcast with my friend Dan, Would You Smash It, where we try to add characters to Smash Brothers that aren't in it.
Dope.
He used to work on a project that would like unofficially, like there was I think it was the one for the Wii, you could like hack.
Uh-huh.
So this group of like game fans and designers and stuff got together. So he was largely responsible for adding the character of Scott Pilgrim to this version of Smash Brothers that was unofficial. But then also now that I have the Smash Brothers for the Switch, I've been playing it a lot. I'm like, wish I could be Bugs Bunny. Like, just throw carrots at people. Just drop an anvil. Like,
yeah, you're having a real like Looney Tunes renaissance this week. You're really feeling it.
I like a Looney Tunes Smash Brothers game. Come on,
be fun. All right. Well, we're gonna step aside, take a quick break, thank our sponsors. When we come back, the official Wikipedia page for Dr. Robotnik.
Hey, friends.
Hi, Glenn.
It's your old pal Glenn here from. Hey. The Improvised Wikipedia Podcast.
Hey, I'm listening to that right now.
Yeah. So, let's say you're driving in your car.
Okay.
And it stops driving.
Like it's broke?
It stopped going.
Oh, no.
Why don't you try gasoline?
Oh.
Put some gasoline in your car. Specifically, the gasoline tank. Don't just put it on the floor. It'll get smelly.
Glenn, I'm out of wiper fluid. Should I put gas in there?
You can. Don't. But, like, you could, I guess. Do you have evidence to get rid of?
I do.
Gasoline. Burn it up.
Oh, that's a good idea. There won't be anything left of it.
Do you hate the environment?
I sure do.
Just burn a bunch of it for no reason.
That's a great idea. Fuck everyone.
I was trying to teach my daughter today that we still need to use things like gasoline, but it's important to use them responsibly. But we have a discount code for 30% off gasoline.
That's a good deal. People probably died for that deal.
You can just buy it and burn it up. What's it to you? You have limitless resources. Gasoline, burn it up.
Ding dong. Boop. Hey, we're back. I'm sure that was a great, great offer this week.
This is probably very good.
All right, here we go. Dr. Evo Eggman Robotnik.
That's very close to what you said.
Yeah, I knew it was something like that, but I didn't get it
it's
right.
It's not Doug. You're one letter off. I'll allow it.
Is a fictional character and the main antagonist of Sega's Sonic the Hedgehog series. His original character designer was Naota Oshima, who created him as part of many design choices for the company's new mascot. After the creation of Sonic the Hedgehog, Oshima chose to use his previous egg-shaped character to create the antagonist of the 1991 video game Sonic the Hedgehog, making him the arch-enemy of the series, eponymous... Is that how you say that? I've always wondered how to say that out loud. I've never had to say it out loud.
You crushed it.
Thanks, bud.
You're welcome.
Main character. In the main line of video games, Dr. Eggman is a rotund...
Main line those video games.
Got a main... Just inject those cartridges right into your aortic valve. Dr. Eggman is a rotund, mad scientist who plans to conquer the world.
Oh, yeah, daddy thick.
He wants to build his own Eggman empire. While he's gone through several major and minor appearance changes through the series, his in-game designs retain several basic characteristics, such as his egg-shaped body, red, black, yellow clothing, his sunglasses, and large mustache. Eggman commonly creates machines and robots, including a wide variety of, quote, badniks. That's what they're called. The robots are called badniks. I had no idea. Notably, in the early games, he also served as a recurring boss, appearing in almost every level, piloting one of his created vehicles. Eggman has also appeared in almost every Sonic the Hedgehog video game since his first appearance in the 1991 title, Sonic the Hedgehog, and is a prominent character in other media, including comics, novels, animated TV series, and original video animation. He's been very well received by critics and fans alike, while remaining as one of the most popular recognizable villains in gaming. I don't know that that's a fact. I feel like that is completely opinion, Wikipedia.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably data out there, but unless they're citing it, then yeah. Like, I recognize them, but I don't know if, like, if I showed a picture of... If you showed a picture of Bowser to my six-year-old, she'd be like, oh, yeah, I know that dude. That's Bowser. Show a picture of Eggman. She doesn't know.
No.
She would say, is that Ben Youngerman? He looks like a... ugly man with a dumb mustache. That must be Ben Youngerman. And I would say, you're right, baby girl. And then I would feed her a marshmallow.
So there's a section here on development. There's a whole bunch of time talking about just kind of how they were trying to compete with Mario Brothers, basically. Yeah, so to the people that worked at Sega at the time, they called him Eggman, but the rest of the world knows him as Robotnik.
That was my main point of curiosity here, was why is it two names?
Yeah, yeah. In developing Eggman, the Sonic team characterized him as Sonic's opposite. Eggman was designed to represent themes of machinery and development, to play on the then-growing debate between developers and environmentalists. And as a symbol for humanity who views nature as dirty and roads as being clean. His name references the Beatles song, I Am the Walrus.
He looks like a walrus.
I am the Eggman, right? The character was always named Dr. Eggman in Japan. Sega of America changed his name to Dr. Evo Robotnik when localizing Sonic the Hedgehog. In a 2016 interview with Game Informer, Tazashi Iizuka revealed Sega of America did this without consulting the development team.
What?
Yeah. So
going rogue.
That's why you got two different
couple
names.
Of badniks over there.
Concept and creation. I mean, this is just more of the same. This is, again, that redundancy issue that you see in a lot of Wikipedia pages. There's another section about why he's Dr. Eggman. Okay, here's some interesting stuff. Characteristics. You want to learn about your boy?
He thick.
Eggman is described as a certifiable genius with an IQ of 300. His fondness for machines has also made him a renowned authority on robotics. Ultimately, his goal is to conquer the world and create his ultimate utopia, the Eggman Empire. Alternatively known as the Robotnik Empire, Eggman Land, Robotnik Land, or Robotropolis.
I prefer Robotropolis.
Yeah, that's the best of all of them.
Market testing those, bud.
Yeah, probably. Several voice actors have portrayed him. Yeah, nobody I know. Yeah. It's a section called In Video Games, which details the plot. Wow, this is very... Oh, wow. It talks about every single, like... Every single plot line in every single Sonic video game in order, including some of his different boss levels and how you beat him. Wow. I'm just scanning through this, bud, but I don't know, man.
One thing that stood out to me was when you were playing, I think you have to hit him five times in the
three
boss
times.
Fights.
Three times, I thought.
No, I think it's five. I think it's five, huh. But I'm pretty sure it's more than three because playing Mario games and a lot of other games, you get so conditioned on
three.
It's got to be three. And then when it was not three, I like the sense of dread of like, I don't know how to fight this guy anymore. Oh my God, I'm going to die. Like really hit little 8-year-old Glenn.
All right, I want to read this section because this is sort of going to talk a little bit about what I was referencing in that weird article that I read that hopefully if we dig it up, I'll put it out on the Facebook page because it's a super crazy read. So this is the comics section. When the first Sonic the Hedgehog title was released in 1991, Sega of America developed an origin for Sonic the Hedgehog and Dr. Robotnik, which diverged from the backstories created in Japan by the Sonic team. In this backstory, set on the planet Mobius, Dr. Evo Robotnik was originally a benevolent scientist named Dr. Ovi Kintobor, or Evo Robotnik, spelled backwards. He was a friend of Sonic who helped develop the Hedgehog's super speed. In the Sonic comic, Kintobor was merged with a rotten egg and transformed into Dr. Robotnik after tripping over a cable with a rotten egg in his hand and suffering an electric shock.
Why is he carrying a rotten egg, though?
I don't know. The result created Dr. Evo Robotnik, who instantly became the opposite of the good Dr. Kintobor, and would occasionally use the word egg in some words, with example being exactly. In the United States, a different...
Like the Vincent Price Batman villain.
Yeah, a little bit. In the United States, a different storyline was featured in a 14-page promotional comic book written by Francis Mao and designed to promote the game. The origin story was also adapted by Sega Europe, featuring a British publication, Stay Sonic, and a later comic called Sonic the Comic, which was published from 1993 to 2002. In Sonic the Comic in England, Robotnik was also a dictator of Mobius. Sonic also, in that storyline, had access to an AI computer program based on the personality of Dr. Kintobor, the good doctor. So I guess he had that as a resource for how to battle evil him. In 93 through 2017 in America... Archie Comics published a Sonic comic book, which was a very loose continuation of ABC's Sonic the Hedgehog animated cartoon. And that involved Robotnik being portrayed as a dictator who took control of Sonic's hometown during a coup d'etat. At the height of that conflict, Robotnik died in a final confrontation with Sonic, only to be later replaced by another Robotnik from a parallel world, becoming the same Dr. Eggman from the video game. And years later, the plot of the comic changed to incorporate elements from the video games, with Robotnik being replaced by a more traditional video game counterpart. So
you're right.
Yeah,
it's just pretty buck wild.
It's fucking all over the place because there's the Japanese origin story, and then in America they changed it, and then in England they changed it, in the comics they changed it, in the cartoon they changed it, and then at some point someone said enough is enough, and we've got to merge it all together, and it's just fucking cuckoo bananas.
Yeah, that is. I mean, I'm sure there's 9,000 comic book characters we can try to explain the origin story of, and it's similarly weird because you get a lot of people writing them,
yeah, and
for
they get
different things, and it kind of just gets all smushed together, and it gets pretty wild. That's why the idea of things being canon has always been stupid to me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't feel good about this.
I think we ate it on this one.
Yeah, I think the streak is over. Yeah, I think we would have had a fighting chance if it wasn't for that giant section that I just scrolled past, which was just factually listing all of the appearances.
All the things we didn't know.
Yeah, and like if we knew them, I'd actually be worried about us. So like, yeah, we might have lost on the scoreboard.
I think even if we just did a better job of the basics of like including facts, we could probably have sussed out like first appearance, how much he looks like Ben Youngerman.
Yeah, we got 100%. Lulled into a false sense of security based on our
win
streak.
We're riding high on our win streak.
It's on us. I'm sorry we let you down, everybody listening. Thank you for tuning in and hanging through that the monstrosity that was Dr. Robotnik. Remember to thank Dan Ford. It's his fault. Fucking Dan.
Dan Ford.
Ugh, Dan Ford. Well, I'm going to follow through on my promise. What's a fake fact we would leave on this page to be mischievous?
I feel like we could probably slip something into that backstory section and no one even know because it's so ridiculous.
Oh, we could
so
definitely
I feel like
do
that's
it.
our opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Why? Someone, okay, so why was he holding a rotten egg?
For sex.
For sex.
Yeah. All right. I don't know exactly how, but no. He nasty.
He nasty.
He nasty. He's got that dirty egg. He's
got that dirty, dirty, rotten egg that he wanted to stick up his dirty, dirty, rotten, scoundrelly butt.
Maybe.
Who knows?
You don't know what he's doing with that thing.
I don't. Hey, thanks for listening, everybody. We really appreciate it. Thanks to Dan Ford again for the suggestion. Hey, and get out there and write some reviews of the podcast. That would really help us out.
Oh, yeah, do that. It's a nice thing. It'll really help us climb the charts in Niger, which has really become a big, important thing in our lives. We really want to get up there.
Yep, got to crack that top 10 so we can justify our tour. Subscribe, rate, review. All that stuff is wonderful. And thank you for helping spread the word. That's all the time we have. Go buy some gas and burn some stuff, okay?